Dickerson, got me, buddy.
Yes, sir. 4 car, 10 away. Thereabouts.
Yeah, 10-4. Even on that 25 lap break, do your normal sequence, you know, pit road, 10 away, then I'll bring you in. We kind of want to work on that a little bit.
Yes, sir. You try me on the digital when you get up there.
I just tried you. I don't know if you got the right one or not. I'm going to try again.
It says 24 private, right?
Yeah, SC24 private.
Keep trying me. Alan.
Yeah, I've been trying you, Jeff. You're not getting it. Yeah, 10-4, Jeff. Loud and clear.
Well, how about you, Jeff?
Yes, sir. Right here. You good on your wheels?
Yeah, so good, man.
Okay, rolling, boss. All right, dude. About 10 away right there. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 right here to your left.
I got you.
All right, man. Pit road speed. Pit road speed.
Yeah, we'll call it 40. Let's call it 4,200.
10-4, 4,200. Your light should be at 4,450.
Yeah. Yeah, I always like to keep that number just a little bit below it, just so I kind of reference it.
10-4, 42 seconds.
Alan, on that pit stop, I mean, we won't have to worry about this first time, but you just get a good reference for that countdown, that 5-4-3 or whatever, because on a track like this, I think I'm probably going to be checking up about 3.
Yeah, 10-4. I can see them pretty good. You know, they come up slow, and I have a tendency to count too fast, but I'll count you in. And we'll give it a shot that first time. That'll be a good way to test out the procedure.
Yeah. Who's that in front of us, 22?
15. Oh, you mean in the pit car, yeah.
Yeah, 10-4. 22 in front, opening behind, and then the 33, two back.
Plus the 16, you know, trying to shoot the middle on that 64, but...
Yeah, 10-4. This 15 saying he wants to push early. You know, I think what you need to do is watch to see what these guys ahead of us do. I would think this first two rows, they're going to push.
Yes, sir.
And I just think that once they start pushing, I feel like everybody else is going to say, hey, you know, we might as well do it too. Who's in the 64?
Derek Cope. Hey, we'll do one right here, but 25 lap first segment. Have a good night.
Hi, boys. Nice job. Let's go pay it off here tonight.
See what this 29, that's 3 rows behind us, does with that 97. That might come through the middle or up top. We'll be on our toes, bud.
Basically, you know, you just do your thing like you do, and then as soon as I get locked on to somebody, then you just be the spotter for them, for the two of us.
Yeah, bud. All right, man. Here we go. Pace car's gone. Be ready, please. Ready? Ready, green flag. Green flag.
I mean, does he not know how to damn push? Hang out back here, I guess.
Fighting for that 15, that's my bad. 3 wide. Thought he had some momentum.
Watch this in front of us, it's still rolling. 97 trying to pinball, it's still rolling.
Kicked out through the middle. 3 wide, nice move. 3 wide. Still.
Yeah, they're pairing up. We better find us a partner. I mean, not for this front, but for the next one. Hit the chip back here, and so when I do, I get off of.
10-4.
You gotta get with him and you gotta explain to him, I'm on the chip. And then he's gotta.
Yeah, 10-4, I'm right here.
Also tell him he needs to just stay a little bit lower so I can poke my right front out. I'm all over the chip.
Yeah, 10-4, that's all we got right there.
He's getting hot. Gotta talk about the swamp, dude.
No, I know. 33 just off of us a minute. 2 to go. Still figuring it out.
Is he getting hot, or is he just getting off of me?
Yeah, I'm right here with him. They haven't said switch one time. He's just falling off. Yeah, he's just falling off.
Okay, I'll try to watch a little bit better.
59 and 16 locked up. 4 back, 2. Caution's out. Caution's out. Caution's out.
Woo! Jesus, that's crazy.
Yeah, 10-4. Check up the ship. That's all we got right there, so it's to the bench.
Yeah, we are a terrible pusher because of it.
Yeah, 10-4. I think if we're further up in the pack, Jeff, it won't be as bad. You know, you're just getting so much speed back there in the back.
Yeah, 10-4. Yeah, we should have never been back in the first place. I mean, I don't know what Michael was thinking. He didn't even know how to damn drive.
Yeah, 10-4. We did a good job getting back up there. You know, if you're comfortable with that 33, we're pinning right next to him. So we could try to make that relationship if you want to.
Yeah, I'm very cool with that.
10-4. When it's open, we're just going to do a normal sequence here so we can get used to the cadence. Four tires in the field. Obviously, you won't go anywhere. You'll just stay here.
Hey, Jeff, what we need to try to figure out and predict is when I'm going to separate from them. Like, it kind of seemed like when we were passing cars, like maybe it stalled him out a little bit.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm trying to figure it out. It's tough. He was falling off of you, though. I mean, I don't know what's going on. We'll come this time. 42, bud. 4200. 99 will go right here. 42. 88 all the way down. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right, just hang on there. You shut it off, bud. 10 minutes.
I'm not hot. I'm at 160. I mean, have you talked to the 5? I mean, does the 5 want to try to get together?
I have. You want to back there, I just, you know, the way they all jump.
Yeah, I agree. I just think we have to have some kind of a plan if somebody, you know, if we get separated.
How are your temps when you push?
You know, I got up there about 240 on the water, 240 on the oil, but I kept getting separated and it cooled down a little bit when I get separated. I don't think I could have pushed the whole entire time.
10-4. I'll put a little tape on if we're wedge. I just able to pull that off. Hey, Dickerson, what happens is when we run up on people, we'll get the big push, and then we'll start getting it stuck. And the same thing happened to us yesterday, and that's why we can't do it. So I was not really going to account for that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all ears on how you want to you know, accommodate that. You know, that 33 also, you know, might not be able to see either. But he never once said he was hot or nothing.
Yeah, but here's what I noticed, Alan. That 33, he could push me. Like, he's got a different chip or something, because he could keep on pushing, and then it seemed like more when we were passing, or we would just try to clear that last car, he'd get pulled back a little bit. Just kind of like I did, Jeff, to that 11 car there, Dan.
Yes, sir. That's plus 100.
That will definitely help.
Looks like Carl in front of you and Newman behind you.
We're 8, is that right?
It's showing 9th on the deal there. Chassis-wise, you okay?
Somebody talking to me?
Chassis-wise, you want anything there, or are you okay? Car-wise?
No, I'm good. I mean, I don't see there's a lot you can do. You know, the chip's the biggest thing. Maybe, you know, that tape was good. It's tight on the exit when we're getting that big push, but no, we're good. Jeff, something else I was thinking about, you know, it's tough, but when I'm getting pushed and they're kind of double filing there, you know, I mean, I don't know how to tell the guy, but it's one of those things where I guess you just got to wait until I check up. If I check up a bunch and that's kind of what Boyer did. That's why I like having a guy like Boyer behind me, because he knows, you know, when you check up a bunch, that means everybody's got to check up. We made some damn moves through there, didn't we?
Yeah. We're all just kind of looking at each other up here. Because you guys are all asking us it's pretty much everybody's asking the same thing, and we're all just trying to figure it out. I'm going to start this deal with the 33. We'll just kind of see what happens. They like us, too.
Yeah, 10-4. Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where his spotter, if he's pushing me, has got to tell him, you're coming up on a group, you may have to check up here. What was the fastest time there during that run?
Like a 44.0, 206.
That's doing it. Hey, Jeff, he's just falling off of us. It's not vision or nothing. He just says that we just keep going, you know, when we get traffic. So.
Okay.
Hey, Jeff, if you think, you know, it's going to be advantageous for you to drag the brake more than normal in those situations, let me know, because we'll make some adjustments for the 500 as far as the brake package goes.
Yeah, 10-4, we'll talk about it. I mean, that's the tricky part, is that there are times when you need to drag the brake, but, you know, it's not all the time. It's just every once in a while, and it's kind of hard to figure out when to do it and how much.
10-4.
You know, what I'm going to try to do this time, if we get in that situation, is try to anticipate it a little bit more. You know, I didn't anticipate it well. And, you know, Jeff, you know, you can tell me, if you see us gapping, you can tell me right away. You know, I can look in the mirror only so much, because I'm trying to see what the hell is going on ahead of me.
Yeah, 10-4. I'm trying to... The gap up in front is like I'm trying to do what you would do. I don't know what that... You know, I do a 15, obviously. I don't know what his dumbass is going to do there. And I'll try to give you as much as I can back here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't worry about trying to anticipate it. You know, you just tell me what they're doing.
Okay.
Hey, guys, check out this 22 car's fuel. You know, when they take that rag off, that fuel squirts about 2 feet in the air.
Hey, Jeff, if we get locked up with that 33, they're good for about 8 laps. And then they want to switch in 3. They think it's better to switch into 3, so.
Switch turn in turn 3? Okay.
All right, let's go, guys. You'll be behind the 18 there, Jeff.
All right, 10-4.
99 will be in front of us, I think. Yeah, 10-4. 99 in front, 39 behind.
We're in 9th place, is that right?
Yes, 10-4, 9th place, P9. Here comes this 99-3 wide right there. 33 said, no problem.
The way I anticipate this deal right here is that the 99 is going to push the 48, and the 88 is going to push the 29. And, you know, we're going to have to take whoever's behind us.
Well, 33 is asking if we could want to let them in.
Hell yeah.
All right. Got one on the apron. I guess that's that 39. He'll come in behind us. If that 33 can hop in, that's what he'll do.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's just playing by ear, and if it works out, great. I'll try and see what we can do. And if not, we'll figure out how we get hooked up. I don't think he can switch lanes until we cross the start-finish line. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So remind him of that. We'll see if I can give him a gap to get in there.
Yeah, 10-4. We're BFFs up here right now. Looks like this bottom lane's going to be... Might just check up a little anyway. Everybody that they were friends with is outside of them, and everybody's trying to hop in line, so just be ready for that as well.
Yeah, 10-4. Helen, are these engines going to make it like this for this whole segment?
Yeah, we'll make it for this segment, but I don't think they'll make it for 500 miles like this. What the go.
Make a note about the window, the black that we got going across there for the sun.
10-4. All right, we'll come to the green here. Gone, be ready. Leader on the top here. He's gone. You see that 18? You want him. Wrecking behind you. Too wide. It's wrecking behind you. Caution's out here. Clear high now. Clear high. I took out a lot of them. We may top off here, Jeff. Just let me know what it says.
There's no mandatory
4-car
stop on this deal or anything, right?
Yeah, that's...
That.
88. Something happened with him. I don't know if he blew up or just lost momentum or something. He did blow up.
maybe the 10.
I thought it was 9.
Still T10. Got the 5 and 8 and the 33 and 12. 48 and 14 is for your place.
What?
48 and 14. Just for your info there. Let me know what to go, Jeff, so I'll be topping off here. Topping. Topping off here and what to go, so let me know. Topping off, what to go.
How short are you?
We'll be good from there. At least good enough for the shootout.
Yeah,
it's at 4.
This is not one to go, correct?
No, sir.
Figured it out. This is like playing chess on the edge of a cliff with the wind blowing about 50 miles per hour gust.
Yeah, I'm with you. And we know who's going to be the best at playing chess at the edge of a cliff with a 50 mile an hour wind, right? Jeff Gordon.
We're about to find out.
All right. Come this time, man. We're coming this time, guys. So we're topping off here. It'll only be about 2 seconds. About 2 seconds. Same deal going by command. All right, Jeff. I've got two jets that are coming down pit road. They're right in front of the cone right now, so we just got to navigate them. It's going to be tough to hit that cone. Might have to just come down. Okay, hold on. They're going to get us a lane. 4200, dude. 4200. You'll have an outside lane past this jet. 4200. Alright, man. 42, around the 18. Around the 18. 4200. 22 will be in his box. 10 away. 5, 4, 3, 2,
and
1. One lane. Stay right there. One lane. Middle 3 here. Middle 3.
Well, I can see where we end up.
Yeah, we came out on the good side.
Good job, guys. I still need to save.
Yeah, save all. Set your save, yeah. Save from here on out just for green white checkers. We're going to call it real tight, obviously. Trying to win this thing if we can stand to it.
Alright, tell me where we're lining up.
Not sure. Jeff's going to have to help you.
8, P8. Now P7, 2, 4, 6, 7. That 47's laying over. Okay, P7.
Let him know who's in front behind, too, Dickerson. 39 in front, 18 behind.
I think that 22 beat us off, but whatever. Alright, so it looks like we're pushing the 39.
We're back up to that 18. Alright, here we go. Leader on the top. Are you ready? Alma 3's going. He's going. Right in front of us, get down. Toss it down.
Are we down there for pretty hard? Got the left front, but I don't think it's anything we have to come in for.
10-4, I think we're going to visual on it when you get here. Nice work, boys. Keep saving, Jeff. We're working on the gas here, and I'll get some binoculars on your splitter. We may not come, depending on what we look for with the green and white checkers here.
Is the 18-10, the 5, is that what happened?
Other way.
18 have to check up?
No. Doesn't look like it.
Yeah, I tell you, one of the things that's happening right now is that we're getting to that point where the bumpers are all getting beat in. We're starting to hook guys.
5 got a little bit of damage. 18 on the right side. Open, Alan, this time. Staying out here. Staying out.
Even if they come?
Yeah, we're going to stay out here. We're good to 78 and a half now. Probably going to be about 79, so we'll be okay.
We'll have Stewart behind us now.
14 will be your lane. That's the 48 behind you, but the 14 will be your lane. Way over here. Your outside lane, coming outside you. Alright, one to go over here.
The 33 now behind
us? Now the 33 will be behind us. Hey, you're ready?
So how many laps to go?
You're just past halfway. We'll have 36 when you get here. Gone. Be ready. Leader our lane. Going.
Now what that was is he stalled them out. We gotta watch for that. Yeah, a little bit of what happened right there is I was trying to make sure I didn't get detached from them, so I was riding the brake when we were right behind that 16. And then I got to the point where we didn't have to. We started catching them back up. But the 33's poking his nose out also.
Yeah, 10-4. We were about 2 tenths off of
those guys around us there.
Yeah, when it's time to go, you know, I think VRI would just ride in line.
Stay for us, man.
Not really sure where we're supposed to line up here.
Gotcha, P6. 48, 16, 31, 29, 22, 24, 33, 1, 14. You want them? You want me to pit? Staying out here. Staying up.
Did that 15 have to check up? No, it was just what you were talking about. Like when he just kind of turned them a little sideways, and then he just drove through them, just like what the 5 did to the 18. If you're not dead square, you know, on that guy's bumper, it's...
Yeah.
P5, Jeff. 48, 16, 31, 29, then us. 22, 33 behind us. So we should be lined up with that 33 again if you want it. Safe for us, sir. You're 5 to the good as we sit.
Yeah, Jeff, I tell you what happened on that deal is, I think it was 17. I'm not really sure which car it was. But he came up, he got his right front right to the 33's left rear, and it just totally stalled him out.
Yeah, 10-4. That's better than what I thought I did. Because I just, you know, you were clear, but he wasn't, you know. You were kind of, it was one of those things where we were about to be in trouble, so. I'll take your explanation.
No, it wasn't anything you or anybody did. That guy went up there and did that on purpose.
Yeah, 10-4. It's just, when we're getting past, we got to... Well, you see your jets right here. When we're getting past, we got to keep backing up to the dude behind us because that's what's stalling us, you know?
Yeah, simple.
Hey, Jeff, I'm not for sure, but it seems like both those wrecks happened when those guys entered up top, those two-car wrecks there. I don't know if that's not, but both of them were pretty high up the racetrack.
Okay, simple, thanks.
I guess that was one to go. Coming to the green, man. Let's back up some as quick as we can. Okay, car's gone. Ready, he's going. Going.
29, I believe. I'm hoping.
Boom. Clear.
How many to go?
15 in front of me, man. 15 to go. All right. They're going to... I'll tell you when you need to back up. They're on the chip a little bit as well. Back up. Okay. They just switched boxes. 14 to go.
Do you want to switch?
No. He just switched boxes. We're going to roll like this for a second. Yeah. He's hitting the limiter there. 3. Back up a little. Go. He just gets that chip. It's on both sides. Both ends here. Coming to 10 to go. Going to yank that chip out of there. 10 to go. Got away from him. Good job. There we go. Check up a little. Check up a little.
I don't know how to catch these guys without getting them on the chip.
No, he's good. Just 4 in line. 3 to go. 4 of them in line. Keep backing up a little. Now keep backing up. This is 2 to go. 2 to go. There it is. White flag. White flag.
Coming to the checker, right?
Yeah, coming to the checker.
P7 there, bud. Good job. We learned something there.
Who won it?
It's right between Denny and Kurt. I think they're saying Denny right now. What a little lie. I don't know what we'll do about that.
Man, that is some kind of frustrating stuff right there.
Yeah, man, that's difficult.
They were apologizing, you know. I mean, they just kept hitting the chip. He was frustrated. So you run into him. That's where they're at.
I swear, I think we would have done better pushing. Do you
want to send? I'm not sure, Jeff. Usually they bring you down here, but I guess just go to garage style for right now. So tell us later.
Was there nobody? I don't know what the fuck. If I were to go.
Just stay right there. I'll come get you.
I got somebody saying to go down there.